It's Halloween, and one of the common symbols of the day is a bat. But researchers who study the tiny and often feared mammals say they get a bad rap.
Unjustly maligned. They're a beautiful, beautiful animal. There are many misconceptions about them.
Jason Miller is a Cal State Channel Islands professor who's heading up a research project which mixes biology and math to try to assess the bat population on one of the Channel Islands. The idea is to come up with a way to identify bat species and bat populations using their sounds instead of by trying to catch them.
Santa Rosa Island is returning to a more natural state, and we expect that's going to impact the bat populations, and we want to see how that's going to happen. At present, it's only been documented that there's one species of bat on Santa Rosa Island. We're getting evidence of another species, and we expect to find more the more time we spend out there.
This is what some of the bats being monitored on the island sound like. We can't normally hear the sounds, but using special recorders, the sounds are slowed down so we can distinguish them.
We're trying to rely on a relatively new technology that identifies bats to species acoustically, and so we do some statistics on the sounds that we record, and we try to identify the bat species that are making the sounds. So that's how the mathematics comes in. We have small ultrasonic recorders that we set out in the fields and the forest edges that will just record all night. They'll record the ultrasonic calls of the bats, and then we'll go out and we'll take the recordings off the next day.
Some Cal State Channel Island students like Kirstie Alexandra Gigham are involved in the research. She's not a biology student, but she's using her skills as a computer science major to help with the project.
What we're using is acoustic technology to detect bats on the island. And most of the time, people used to go and catch bats and investigate their anatomy. But we're using this new technology that allows us to put detectors out and basically catch the ultrasonic frequencies the bats emit. Our goal is to discover new species of bats on the island. We have been doing some statistical data and analyzing, using some statistical models such as discriminant function analysis, and we think that there are actually more than two new species on the island.
Another one of the students, Patrick Ruano, says he's hoping the research will add to the understanding of bats.
There's a stigma about bats. You know, people think they're going to get caught in your hair. Everyone thinks that every bat's a vampire bat, but they're actually like super important. So each bat, each small little brown bat, they can eat up to 1,000 mosquito-sized insects per hour. So they're just super important in terms of keeping insect populations down. And they're just really cute. Like, if you hold them in your hand, they're super fuzzy. They feel like a little cotton ball.
Do you think your friends would agree they're cute? Or they freaked out?
No, I think my friends would think they're freaked out.
The researchers call bats unsung environmental heroes.
Bats perform important services in the environment, right? A lot of the bats that we have in North America are insectivorous, right? They eat lots of pests, a lot of insects. They can control pests in a natural way. They're an indicator species, too. So if the environment is healthy, it's going to be able to support more bats.
Cal State Channel Islands Professor Jason Miller says even though we rarely see them, bats are a big part of the state's ecosystems, as well as the environment on the central and south coasts.
California has got the greatest number of bat species of all the states in the lower 48, Los Padres National Forest. I think we've got 25 in the state, and I think Los Padres has 20. So it's a very rich habitat for bats.
So while we think of bats as being a little bit creepy, these researchers say we should show them some respect because they actually help us. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.